Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something that I think is super important for kids, and that's emotional regulation.
Absolutely.
It's not just about like stopping temper tantrums, but like the whole process of understanding, expressing, and even managing their emotions effectively,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. It's like a lifelong skill.
And you know what? We've got some excerpts from an article that I think are really interesting. They're packed with tips for parents and educators and anybody really who's interacting with kids.
Yeah, even if you're just interested in this kind of stuff, this is a great deep dive for you.
Exactly. And the best part is there's even more. The author actually includes links to a bunch of other organizations and resources focused on this topic, so we'll be sure to include those in the show notes for you to check out.
Awesome.
So let's dive right in. The article really starts by emphasizing that emotional regulation is not just about behavior, it actually impacts kids' overall development.
It does. And research even shows that a kid's ability to, regulate their emotions early on can actually predict, better academic performance, even social competence later in life.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It really is foundational.
That is incredible. And unfortunately, the opposite is true too. The article points out that kids who struggle with this, they might face challenges in school, with their peers and even with their mental well-being.
It's true. It really underscores why it's so important to invest time and effort in helping kids develop these skills early on.
So true. So the article goes on to kind of break down this approach to emotional regulation, and it all starts with self-awareness. Can you kind of elaborate on that for us?
Sure. I think a helpful way to think about it is like we're teaching kids a new language, the language of feelings. They need to learn to identify and, even label their emotions before they can even begin to try to manage them.
Okay.
And the article mentions using tools like feelings charts, especially for younger kids. Visual aids can be really powerful.
Yeah, I bet those would be a hit with the younger ones. What about teenagers, though? Are there approaches that work better for them?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
For teenagers, you might try journaling or even mindfulness exercises to kind of help them tune in to their emotional states.
Interesting. So it's almost like giving them a toolbox, with different tools for their emotional well-being.
Precisely. And that leads us to the next skill, which is self-regulation. So this is the how-to of actually calming down. The article suggests things like deep breathing counting, even just taking a break.
Wow. I mean, even just thinking about deep breathing now, I can already feel myself calming down. Why is it that something so simple can have such a big impact on us?
Yeah, it's fascinating. When we get stressed or upset, our sympathetic nervous system kind of kicks in and triggers that fight or flight response.
Yeah.
But deep breathing actually helps to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which calms things down.
Oh, wow.
It's like hitting the reset button.
The body is so amazing. And the article emphasizes that, what works for one child might not work for another.
Of course,
Yeah.
everyone's different, right?
So true. It's really about finding the right tools for each kid.
Right.
We've talked about self-awareness and self-regulation, but there is another really crucial element here, and that's the role of adults. The article really highlights how important it is for adults to model healthy emotional expression.
Definitely. Kids are always watching us. They're like little sponges. They're absorbing how we handle stress, joy, frustration, all of it.
Everything we do.
If we're yelling and slamming doors when we're angry, guess what? They're going to learn to do the same.
Yeah.
But if we model calm, problem-solving approaches, they're more likely to internalize those healthier coping mechanisms.
Yeah, I was reading about co-regulation the other day. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
It's basically where adults are actively helping children regulate their emotions until they can eventually do it themselves.
It's like we're providing that scaffolding until they can stand on their own.
Exactly. And the article also stresses validating a child's feelings, even when those feelings seem kind of, out of proportion to us as adults.
Yeah, it could be tough. It's tempting to dismiss a kid's meltdown over what seems like a minor issue, but to them, those feelings are big and real.
Yeah, they are.
If we dismiss or minimize their feelings, we're basically telling them that their emotions are not valid. And that can actually make it harder for them to learn to regulate those emotions effectively.
It's so important for them to feel heard and understood.
Absolutely. That sense of safety is huge.
Yeah.
It allows them to feel comfortable working through those tough emotions.
So we need to create that environment for them.
Yes. And in addition to, modeling healthy emotional expression, the article also suggests things like creating predictable routines, setting clear expectations, and praising kids when they use their coping skills well.
All of that really creates structure and safety for them.
It does. It's about
Okay.
giving them a framework to learn and grow within.
Okay, and now for the fun part, the resource roundup.
Let's do it.
The article gives us a bunch of links to other organizations that are focused on helping kids with emotional regulation.
I'm so curious about this.
Me too. So let's start with the American Psychological Association, the APA. I mean, they're super reputable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What kind of information do they have on this?
They have a great article that really breaks down the how-to of helping kids understand and manage their emotions.
Mm.
It's really accessible, even if you're not a psychologist.
That's great. We want this information to be available for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
So what are some of the key takeaways from that APA article?
Well, they go into a lot of detail about teaching kids to identify their feelings, you know, using those feelings charts we mentioned. And then they offer a bunch of different strategies for calming down.
Cool. Like what?
Well, they talk about the power of deep breathing and how to teach kids to use it effectively. They even suggest creating a calm down corner where kids can go when they're feeling overwhelmed.
Ooh, I love that.
And it's not about punishment. It's about having a safe space to regain control.
I love that idea. It's like giving them that physical reminder of the tools they have.
Exactly. And the APA also talks about tailoring those strategies to the individual child, because what works for one might not work for another.
So important.
Right.
What else did you find interesting in their resources?
You know, they also talk about helping kids develop problem-solving skills. So instead of just reacting emotionally, they can learn to pause, think through the situation, and come up with solutions.
Oh, wow. That's a valuable life skill.
It really is. And it goes beyond just emotional regulation.
For sure. And it empowers them to take control.
Exactly. And you know what else struck me? They point out that strong emotional regulation skills are actually linked to greater academic success.
Really? I never thought about that connection. I guess if a child can manage their frustration and stay focused, it makes sense.
Right. It all ties back to those foundational skills. A kid who can regulate their emotions is better equipped to learn, engage with others, and thrive in all areas of their life.
That is so powerful. Okay, so we've got the APA. What about the Child Mind Institute? I've heard such great things about their work.
They're fantastic. They're known for providing really practical, evidence-based information.
And I was looking at their website, and they have a whole section dedicated to helping kids with emotional self-regulation.
That's great.
Through things like predictable routines, setting clear limits, praising kids when they use their coping skills well.
You know, it all goes back to that idea of co-regulation.
Yeah.
We're creating a container, a sense of safety and predictability where kids can experiment with different ways of managing their emotions.
I love that analogy. It's like a safe space to try things out, make mistakes, and learn.
Absolutely. And the Child Mind Institute emphasizes that expectations should be age appropriate. You can't expect a toddler to have the same emotional control as a teenager.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So what are some of their suggestions for different age groups?
Well, for younger kids, they talk about using visual aids like those feeling charts, but also things like calm down jars filled with sensory objects, or even simple breathing exercises with bubbles.
Oh, that's fun. It makes it so tangible for them.
Right. And for older kids, they suggest journaling mindfulness exercises or even role-playing different scenarios to practice responding to challenging situations.
So interesting how they tailor the techniques.
Yeah. It's about meeting them where they're at developmentally.
Okay, next up we have Your Therapy Source. Have you heard of them?
I have. They have amazing practical activities to help kids develop emotional regulation skills.
Yes, and they have ideas for all ages, from sensory activities for younger kids to mindfulness for the older ones.
I love that.
Yeah.
What kind of activities are we talking about?
They have this cool idea for creating a feelings thermometer. It's a visual tool that helps kids track their emotional intensity. So they can identify when they're starting to feel overwhelmed and choose a strategy to calm down.
That's such a good idea. It gives them that sense of agency.
Exactly. And they also have ideas for creating those calm down jars we were talking about, practicing deep breathing with bubbles, or even making a worry box where kids can write down their worries and let them go.
Oh, I love the worry box. It's like they're giving those worries a physical form and releasing them.
Such a powerful visual. I bet that feels so good for kids.
It does.
Okay, I've got two more I want to mention. Parents.app. Have you heard of that one?
I have.
They have an article on 7 emotional self-regulation strategies for kids. What really stood out to me was how they emphasize helping kids identify their triggers.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah.
Like becoming a detective of their own emotions.
Right. And then once they know what their triggers are, they can start to develop strategies for managing those situations more effectively.
And they offer a bunch of different coping mechanisms, from practicing mindfulness to using humor to kind of diffuse tension.
Yeah, the power of laughter. It's so important for kids to learn that it's okay to laugh even when things are tough.
I agree. Sometimes a little humor can really help.
Okay, last but not least, we've got Dr. Roseanne.
Oh, yes.
She has this fantastic list of 11 emotional regulation activities that children need to thrive.
What are some of her top picks?
In addition to things like deep breathing and mindfulness, she suggests creating a gratitude journal, practicing yoga, or even just spending time in nature.
Those are all so good.
I know, right?
They really tap into different aspects of emotional regulation, whether it's about calming the body, expressing those emotions, or even just connecting with something bigger than themselves.
It's like they say, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Exactly. There's no one right way to approach this.
And it's a journey.
Really?
We're all constantly learning and evolving.
Absolutely.
And as adults, we're not perfect either.
It's true. And it's okay for kids to see that it normalizes the experience.
Yeah. We're all in this together.
We are.
So we've got the American Psychological Association, the Child Mind Institute, your therapy source, parents.app, and Dr. Roseanne Harriet, 5 incredible resources, all with practical advice and activities to help kids develop these essential skills.
And we'll be sure to include links to all these resources in the show notes so you can check them out.
Awesome. So that's it for this part of our deep dive, but we'll be back in just a minute to continue the conversation.
Sounds good.
Don't go anywhere.
All right. Welcome back. So we left off talking about all these incredible resources. And, you know, we were talking about the Child Mind Institute before the break.
Yes.
What really struck me about their approach is this focus on creating a really supportive environment. You know, they have this whole piece on their website dedicated to helping kids with emotional self-regulation through things like predictable routines, setting clear limits, and praising kids when they use those coping skills well.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, providing that container, that sense of safety and predictability where they can kind of experiment and explore different ways of managing their emotions.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not just about teaching them the techniques, but it's also about creating that space for them to try them out. You know?
Right. Make mistakes and learn from those experiences.
Exactly. And they also emphasize that expectations should be age appropriate.
Oh, of course.
We can't expect a toddler to have the same level of emotional control as a teenager, right? Right, exactly. So what are some of their suggestions for those different age groups?
I'm curious, too.
Well, you know, for the younger kids, they talk about the importance of visual aids, like, you know, those feelings charts we mentioned, but also things like creating calm down jars filled with sensory objects or using, like, simple breathing exercises with bubbles.
That's cute.
It's fun.
Yeah, it makes it so tangible for them.
Exactly. And for older kids, you know, they suggest journaling mindfulness exercises or even role-playing different scenarios so they can practice responding to those challenging situations.
It's fascinating how they really tailor the techniques to the developmental stage of the child.
Absolutely. It's about meeting them where they're at.
Exactly. All right. So are you ready for another resource?
Hit me.
All right. This one is from Your Therapy Source.
Yeah.
And they have this amazing collection of practical activities for helping kids develop emotional regulation skills.
I love that. You know, it's one thing to talk about emotional regulation, but it's a whole other thing to actually put those skills into practice.
So true. And Your Therapy Source has ideas for all ages, from sensory activities for the little ones to mindfulness exercises for older children.
So cool.
Yeah.
Could you give us a couple examples of what they suggest?
Yeah. So they have this really neat idea for creating a feelings thermometer. It's basically this visual tool that helps kids track their emotional intensity.
Ooh.
So they can use it to kind of identify when they're starting to feel overwhelmed, and then they can choose a strategy to help them calm down.
I love that. It gives them that sense of agency over their emotions.
Right. And then they also have ideas for creating calm down jars, practicing deep breathing with bubbles, or even making a worry box.
Boy, I love the worry box.
Where kids can write down their worries and then kind of like let them go.
It's so visual, right? It's like they're giving those worries a physical form and then releasing them.
And it could be such a relief for them.
Oh, I bet it is.
Especially for kids who tend to overthink or ruminate.
I agree.
Okay, I've got two more I want to touch on. First is parents.app. They have an article on 7 emotional self-regulation strategies for kids. And what I thought was really interesting is how they emphasize helping kids identify their triggers.
Oh, yeah. That's key. Like almost becoming a detective of their own emotions.
Right. Understanding what sets them off.
Exactly.
And then once they know what their triggers are, they can start to, you know, develop strategies for managing those situations more effectively.
It makes total sense.
And they offer a range of coping mechanisms from practicing mindfulness to even using humor to diffuse tension.
Oh, the power of humor.
It's so important for kids to learn that it's okay to laugh, even when things are tough.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Sometimes laughter is the best medicine.
All right, last but not least, we've got Dr. Rajan.
Love her.
She has this fantastic list of 11 emotional regulation activities that children need to thrive. It's kind of similar to your therapy source in that it's very hands-on and activity-based.
Oh, that's great. What are some of the highlights from her list?
Well, in addition to some of the activities we've already talked about, like deep breathing and mindfulness, she also suggests things like creating a gratitude journal, practicing yoga, or even just spending time in nature.
You know, those are all fantastic suggestions. They tap into so many different aspects of emotional regulation, whether it's calming the body, expressing those emotions constructively, or even just connecting with something larger than themselves.
Right. It's like giving them a whole buffet of options to choose from.
It is. And, you know, one of the biggest takeaways from all of this is that there's no one right way to approach this.
Right.
It's about finding what works best for each child and giving them that, you know, diverse set of tools and strategies to navigate their own emotional landscape.
So true. And it's a journey, not a destination.
It's an ongoing process.
We're all constantly learning and evolving in our ability to manage our emotions, right?
We are.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay for kids to see that we're not perfect. We make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And it kind of normalizes the experience for them.
Shows them that we're all in this together.
We are. It's a shared journey.
So just to recap, we've got the American Psychological Association, the Child Mind Institute, your therapy source, parents.app, and Dr. Rosen.
Wow, that's quite a list.
5 incredible resources, all packed with advice and activities to help kids develop these essential skills.
And don't forget, we'll be sure to include links to all these resources in our show notes so you can check them out.
Exactly. It's like we're giving you a treasure map to a wealth of information on emotional regulation.
I love that.
Now go explore.
Have fun.
All right. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to turn it over to you, our listener. What are some of your key takeaways from this conversation? What resonated with you the most?
I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, I want to bring it back to you, our listener. What are your big takeaways from all of this? What really stuck with you?
I'm curious, too.
For me, I think one of the biggest things is just remembering that, you know, emotional regulation is a journey. It's not like a one and done kind of thing.
It's true. It's something we're all constantly learning and working on.
Right. It's not about reaching some like perfect state of, you know, never getting upset or frustrated.
It's about developing those healthy coping mechanisms.
Exactly.
And building that resilience.
So we can navigate those ups and downs.
And I think it's important to remember that, you know, we as adults, we play a huge role in this.
Yeah.
We're not just teachers. We're role models, too.
That's so important. You know, kids are always watching and listening. They're picking up on how we handle things.
Yeah, they're like little sponges.
They really are. They're mirroring our own, you know, strengths and weaknesses when it comes to emotional regulation.
And it makes me think back to something you said earlier about emotional regulation being like a language.
A language of feelings.
Exactly. So if we think about it that way, what messages are we sending to the kids in our lives through our own emotional expression?
Wow. That's a really good question. It makes you stop and think about, you know, how we're showing up in the world, how we're responding to challenges, how we're expressing our own emotions.
Right, because whether we realize it or not, they're watching and listening.
They are. And those messages, they're shaping their own understanding of how to handle those big feelings.
That's true. Our actions really do speak louder than words, especially when it comes to something like emotional regulation.
If we want to raise emotionally intelligent kids, we need to kind of start with ourselves.
And be those role models.
It's a lifelong learning process.
For all of us.
And it starts with that awareness. You know, paying attention to how we're responding to things, how we're expressing those emotions.
And being kind to ourselves along the way.
Yeah, we're not going to get it right all the time.
Definitely not. We're all going to make mistakes.
But we can learn from them.
We can. And just keep trying our best.
So on that note, I want to thank you, dear listener, for joining us on this deep dive into the world of emotional regulation in children.
It's been such a great conversation.
We hope you've learned some new things.
And feel inspired to support the kids in your life.
Mm. And don't forget to check out those amazing resources we mentioned.
So many great tips and strategies.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations about feelings going.
See you next time.